right? We don't want to think about that. But there's a day reserved for your death. It is appointed. If you make an appointment or you call to your favorite restaurant and you make a reservation, that your reservation is for a certain day and it's for a certain time. And Paul, or, let me take that back, because we don't know who the author of Hebrews is. All right, I said Paul, but we don't know. I believe it's Paul, but we don't know who the author of Hebrews is. That the writer of Hebrews says it's appointed, that there's a reservation that's made for the day that you want to die.
Greetings, radio friends. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We would like to thank you for joining us today for the conclusion of part two, A Worthwhile Purchase. Before we begin today's message, we've been offering a book that I've written, Heaven, Answers for Today, Hope for Tomorrow. Many people are looking to wrong sources to get their information about heaven. But in this book, we go right to the Bible and see what it has to say about heaven. In this book, we look at the greatness of heaven. We look at how and when does a person go to heaven? What about relationships in heaven? Our bodies in heaven? Will we have memory and awareness of what we did here on this earth when we are in heaven? Here goes one that we get all the time. What will the activities be in heaven? Contact us today and get your copy of Heaven, Answers for Today, Hope for Tomorrow. Now join us for the conclusion of part two, A Worthwhile Purchase.
Right? There was another guy. He came up with an old piece of watch, old raggedy watch, right? His watch kept the same time that the guy with the expensive watch. His watch gave him 24 hours a day. The guy with the expensive watch, his watch gave him 24 hours a day. So you could have, it don't matter who you are, we all have, God has given everyone the same amount of time every day. And it don't make any difference. If you're rich, you're poor, black, white, it doesn't make any difference. Everybody has the same amount of time each day. And it all depends, as a steward, how you use your time. Because one day, you're going to stand before the Lord and you're going to give an account of the time that he has given to you. I like this poem that I heard. It says, time is God's gift to every man. It seems to fit his sovereign plan. A measured span of days on earth in which to test their zeal and worth. Did you hear that? That you have a measured span of days on this earth in which to test your zeal and your worth. That God has given you time, and that time he's going to hold you accountable for. What's another motivator for redeeming the time? What's another motivator for redeeming the time? You need to realize how fast time goes by. That's a motivator. When you think about how fast time goes by. Job said in chapter 7 and verse 6, he says, my days move more swiftly than a weaver's shuttle. Now, what was a weaver's shuttle? A weaver's shuttle was like a loom that had yarn in it or thread, and it would knit a garment. And so this weaver's shuttle would go back and forth and loop the thread or the yarn into a garment. And it would just go round and round and round until it created a garment. And Job said, my days are moving faster than a weaver's shuttle. Just back. I mean, it's almost like, you know, every day that you're just flipping the page of your life, James, he said this. He said, what is your life? He said, it's like a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. You know, I often share this illustration. You know, it seems like, I just turned 66 this year, right? And it seems like I can remember just yesterday graduating from high school. It seemed like it was just yesterday. I can remember walking across the stage, getting that diploma, and even though I was underage, I can remember what we did after. I can remember what we did after I got my diploma, right? And it seems like it was just yesterday. My daughter, Nicole, no, I'm not going to tell you how old she is, but I can remember my first child being born. And it seems like it was just yesterday. And time is going by so fast. And before we know it, many people, you started out your after you graduated from high school, college, whatever the case might have been, you started out your career, right? The thing that you are excited about, working and spending your life. And now look back. Many people are now retired. And you look back at that time and it went by. Now, some people might say it didn't go by as fast as I wanted it to go by, right? But you think about it, it went by like turning the pages of a book. And as I think about how fast time goes by, that should cause me not to want to squander or waste any days. A man by the name of Victor Hugo, he said this: as short as life is, we make it still shorter by the careless waste of time. As short as life is, we make it still shorter by the careless waste of time. What is a motivator for redeeming the time? A motivator for redeeming the time is to realize how fast time is moving. What's that one old saying? Time marches on. Time waits for no one. Right? you can't say, hey, time, hold up for a minute. Slow down. You can't do that. It's not going to wait for you. It moves on. And so we need to capitalize on the time that we have. What's the way to redeem the time? A way to redeem the time is you should have a time for planning. That there should be a time when you think about what it is that you're going to do. Plan your time out. As you think about your day, do you plan your day out? And as you plan your day, do you put things in your day that are meaningful and that will mean something in eternity? I remember a preacher, pastor, Dr. D. James Kennedy. I remember listening to him one day, and he said, what will you do today that will make a difference 10,000 years from now? What will you do today that will make a difference 10,000 years from today? And so think about some of the things that you've done today. We have the master's kitchen, people serving in the master's kitchen. What are they doing today that's going to make a difference 10,000 years from now? And so we need to fill our days with things that will make a difference, things that are meaningful. And as we fill our day with things that are meaningful, we need to make sure that we include God in on the plan. We need to make sure that we include God in on the plan. In the book of James, there were some people bragging about what they were going to do. And James gives them this word of warning. He said, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will travel to such and such a city and spend there and do business and make profit. You know, they were, hey, tomorrow we're going to go over to this city. We're going to set up our good. We're going to make a bunch of money. You know, we're going to make a bunch of money, right? And James says, instead, you should say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this and that. James says, you should say, if the Lord wills, we're going to do this. That's why, you know, you hear a lot of people say, well, tomorrow I'm going to do this, tomorrow I'm going to do that. And you know, it's all right, you know, for people to say that, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. But the wise person says, if the Lord wills, God willing. I love it. I love it when people say, you know, God willing. We got one of the older saints here at Bethany, and she said, the Lord's will, the Lord's will, right? So if the Lord wills, we're going to do this or we're going to do that. And so you need to include God in on your, as you plan your day, you need to include God and get orders from headquarters and see what he has on the slate for you to do. And we need to seek God's will during the time of planning. We not only need to seek God during the time that we plan, but we need to seek his will. In Ephesians, the verse that we've been looking at, he says, pay careful attention then how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise, making most of the time. So don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Understand what the Lord's will is. You know, what is the Lord's will for your life? That's a way to redeem the time. We talked a little earlier about motivators for redeeming the time. Realizing that time is moving fast, you know, realize that time waits for no one. You know, those are motivators. But now, what are some specific ways that you can redeem the time? Well, you got to have a plan. You know, somebody said, when you plan to fail, when you fail to plan, you plan to fail, right? I like that. When you fail to plan. So you can even relate that to each day. When you fail to think about, you know, what are some things I can do today that's going to make a difference? What are some things that I can do today that are going to be meaningful? When you fail the plan, you plan to fail, all right? Ways to redeem the time. Avoid procrastination. You know, avoid procrastination. We have this saying that we use, and the saying is kicking the can down the road. Well, you know, what does it mean to kick the can down the road? You know, it means that you ought to pick the can up and throw it in the trash, or you ought to pick the can up and deal with it. But instead of doing that, what do? You keep kicking it down the road. Eventually, you're going to have to pick the can up, right? Eventually, you're going to have to pick it up. But you don't want to pick it up, and so you keep kicking it. And that's what procrastination is. It's doing something that you can do, but you keep putting it off. In Proverbs chapter 27, let me look at this verse, because I know this is not the verse, Proverbs 27. But it says, the slacker says there is a lion outside, I'll be killed in the public square. The slacker says there is a lion outside, and I'll be killed in the public square. And so the lazy person doesn't want to go outside. And why don't they want to go outside? You know, man, you got to go to work. You got business to take care of. Oh, man, I'm not going out there. Why not? Oh, there's a lion out there. You know, there's a lion. I'm not going to deal with the lion. And so, you know, even as I was studying the verse actually said that there might be a lion out there. And there might be. So the sluggard, he procrastinates from doing what he's supposed to do. He, instead of going out and doing something meaningful, what does he do? He sits back behind the door of his house, terrified, because he thinks that there's a lion out there. Now, the fact of the matter is, if there is a lion out there, then somebody needs to do something. You just can't let the lion walk up and down the street terrorizing folk. You know, call the animal control. You know, get a cage. Lord, you got to do something. You can't let the lion be out there and keep you from doing what it is that you're supposed to do for the rest of your life. You can't keep procrastinating. God wants you to be about it. And so in order to be about it, you can't procrastinate. In order to be about it, ways to redeem the time. I love this right here. Psalm 118 in verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. How can you redeem the time? Get the most out of each day and enjoy it. You know, what's that one commercial? Maxwell House. Oh, I'm dating myself now, right? I don't even know if they still make Maxwell House coffee. But what's it say? Good to the what? Last drop. Good to the last drop. And you know, that's the way you got to look at life. You have to get the most out of every day. It's got to be good to the last drop. Enjoy life. You know, enjoy the people around you. Yeah, you know, I tell people all the time, man, I love it when my grandkids come over, and how that, you know, we can enjoy, you know, just being together. Enjoy, man, enjoy life. Don't go through life like a bulldog baptized in lemon juice. You know, don't go through life with your face looking like it would be a good sticker for the a bottle of poison, right? You got to go through life, and you have to enjoy life. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice. Notice what the psalmist says. This day, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I like, you know, what somebody said. Somebody said this, that yesterday is the canceled check. Tomorrow is the promissory note. Today is the only cash that you have. Spend it wisely. All right? Yesterday is the canceled check. Tomorrow is the promissory note. Today is the only cash that you have. Today is the only day that you are sure that you have. You know, it just grieves my heart to see what we saw on the news this morning. Eight people killed at a FedEx plant. You know, all those people, I'm sure they had every expectation and every intention of going home after they finished their shift. They had every expectation. But the reality is that they only had that time that was right there. That was the only time that they had that was guaranteed. And so you got to enjoy it. Man, enjoy, laugh. I'm not saying that we minimize our problems and laugh them away, but man, you got to laugh and enjoy life. You know, I mean, there's enough time to be serious, and there's enough time, you know, to have to deal with heartache. Enjoy life. That's one of the ways to redeem time. Enjoy life and get the most out of it. You know, like that Maxwell House, good to the last drop. Get the last drop of life. You know, when we think about how valuable time is, think of the value of a year. Ask the student who failed and has to repeat a whole year, right? When we think of the value of a month, ask the mother who gave birth to a premature baby. When we think of the value of a minute, ask the person who missed their plane by a minute. When you think of the value of a second, ask the person who just avoided a fatal accident by 1 second. When you think of the value of a millisecond, ask the athlete who got the silver instead of the gold medal. Time is valuable. A year is valuable. A month is valuable. A minute is valuable. A second is valuable. A millisecond is valuable. Think of the value of time. And then, as we close the message, again, I want to leave you with this thought. Every day, God deposits into your life account. He deposits 24 hours, 1,440 minutes, 86,400 seconds. Every day, God deposits these time, hours, minutes, seconds. I don't know what kind of phone plan that you have, right? But we got these phone plans where if you don't use all your minutes, you can roll them over to the next month, right? So you know, if you want to save some minutes, you know, you can save some and roll them over to the next month. I got some bad news for you. God don't have rollover. God don't have any rollover minutes, right? His you know, the time that he gave you doesn't roll over to the next day or the next month. You have to use that time that he's given you, and you have to use it wisely for his honor and glory. So what will you do with the time that God deposited into your life account? Will you waste it by doing worthless things? Will you spend it by getting something in return for your time? Or will you invest it by seeking the Lord's will and doing what he wants to do? See, you can do one of those three things with those 24 hours, 1,440 minutes, 86,400 seconds. You can do one of three things with it. You can waste it, you can spend it, or you can invest it. It would to God that we would invest the time that God has given us. Paul said, redeeming the time, buying back the time, the message, a worthwhile purchase, a worthwhile purchase. To buy back, buy up, and redeem the time.
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. Tune in next time for the first half of Two Men, Two Ways, Two Destinies from Psalm 1. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Part 2, A Worthwhile Purchase, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Part 2, A Worthwhile Purchase. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Part 2 of A Worthwhile Purchase. Or you can call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view or download the more than 400 resources that are posted there. We also would like to invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. Friends, we stay on the air by the faithful support of our listeners. If you would like to make a contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews 6:19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and anchor for the soul. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, and on behalf of our volunteer staff, I would like to remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.